STR podcasts are brought to you through the generous support of people just like you. You can support these podcasts by making a gift online at str.org or by phone at 1-800-2-REASON.
The experts have spoken. Change in sexual orientation is not possible. Homosexuality, we're told, is an inborn and unchangeable trait, like eye color. Case closed. This implies that adolescents with same-sex attraction or homoerotic dreams are manifesting symptoms of an underlying reality. They are homosexual. And because sexual orientation is fixed at birth, so the theory goes, these desires will endure through their teenage years and onto adulthood. Now, this view is at odds with scientific research, though. Several studies report the opposite, that same-sex attraction among adolescents is actually more likely to change than remain fixed. Now, one of the studies that we looked at followed approximately 10,800 adolescents between the ages of 16 and 22 years old. Now, of the 16-year-old males who had exclusively same-sex attractions, 61% had opposite-sex attractions at the age of 17. And for same-sex-attracted females, 81% changed to the opposite attraction in just 1 year. Now, the study also compared sexual attraction at ages 17 and 22 with similar results. For example, 75% of adolescent males with same-sex attraction at age 17 had opposite-sex attraction at age 22. Now, Dr. Neil Whitehead, a research scientist who worked for the New Zealand government for about 24 years and also for the United Nations for another 4 years, has analyzed this data. And he notes that although a small percentage of heterosexual adolescents developed homosexuality, the vast majority transitioned in the opposite direction. And based on the data, 16-year-olds with same-sex attraction are, quote, 25 times more likely to change towards heterosexuality at the age of 17 than those with heterosexual orientation are likely to change towards bisexuality or homosexuality, end quote. So that means that heterosexuality is 25 times more stable than homosexuality. It also seems to suggest that heterosexuality is more of sort of this, you know, default orientation. And that's not all. Approximately 3% of the current heterosexual population once claimed to either have same-sex attractions or bisexual attractions. That means there's more people who have changed to exclusively heterosexual attraction than there are currently homosexuals and bisexuals combined. In fact, as Dr. Whitehead put it, quote, ex-gays outnumber actual gays, end quote. Now, this is really a stunning report. It's almost hard to believe, but not only does it contradict the widely held belief that homosexuality is unchangeable, it demonstrates that change is prevalent in adolescence. Moreover, these young men and women that experienced change, it occurred without any known therapeutic or faith-based intervention. It was basically through these natural life experiences that they just changed. Now, this research really seems too good to be true. In fact, some might suspect that this study was conducted by Christian investigators or comes from some obscure source. But the reality is the data is from the National Longitudinal Study of Adolescent Health, which is a project by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and it was mandated by the United States Congress. Its goal was to investigate adolescent health, and it's the largest and most comprehensive longitudinal survey of its kind. Now, the researchers that focused on sexual orientation published their findings in the reputable journal called Archives of Sexual Behavior back in 2007. And in fact, they were so shocked by the amount of fluidity and sexual attraction that it caused them to question the concept of sexual orientation altogether. Now, though these findings go against mainstream thinking, they come actually as very little surprise to me. In fact, I recently wrote or co-wrote with Greg Kokel the most recent Solid Ground article titled Homosexuality, Nature or Nurture. And in this Solid Ground article, not only do I describe the causes of same-sex attraction in that article, but I highlight some of the evidence that change is possible among adult homosexuals. By the way, if you missed the article or you're not signed up for Solid Ground, you can just go to our website at str.org and download the article for free, so it's available to you. Now, in addition to that article, this month, August of 2013, Standard Reason is going to be publishing my latest book called The Ambassador's Guide to Understanding Homosexuality. And in it, of course, I explain same-sex attractions and the possibility of change in more detail. And I also cover a lot of other things. I cover questions about interpreting biblical passages on homosexuality, whether one can be, you know, gay, Christian. And then I also explain how Christians are actually very tolerant people based on this misunderstanding of the definition of tolerance today. And in addition, I've devoted a chapter to practical principles that will help improve your interaction with homosexuals, as well as specific guidelines that answer difficult dilemmas you might face with homosexuals either in your church or your family and your friends. So look for it at Stand to Reason this month in August 2013.
You've been listening to Stand to Reason. Our podcasts are made possible by friends of this ministry through their generous support. You can support STR by making a gift online at str.org.